uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Thank you for being with me. You can get involved by going by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. It is Get It Off Your Chest Day. Whatever is on your mind, express yourself.
Express yourself.
Toll free number. My biblical question is from Matthew 26:41. What did Jesus mean when he said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak? I want to know that. What does that mean? You know, I've talked about how the great white hope is making America great again. He's also making the world great again. And it's amazing what one human being can do when they love what's right with all their heart, soul, and might. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Well, this president, so far, I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, is a perfect example of true greatness. And it's not him, but it's the spirit that's made a home in him. We have a silent footage from CNN of North and South Korean leaders coming together at the demilitarized zone. Isn't that amazing? This is mind-blowing. CNN, North and South Korea vowed to end the Korean War in historic accord. They are committed to complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and formally end the war 65 years after hostilities ceased. That is mind-blowing. And we owe this to President Trump. Obama and everybody else were kissing, licking boots. And a little midget in North Korea was threatening and just acting crazy. And then he tried it when President Trump got in just to test to see if he really was a man, an alpha male instead of a beta male. And he realized that this president is the real deal. Did we do A and B? Yeah. Okay, we show A and B. So it is working even with North and South Korea. And I believe that the head of South Korea guy, he's a little liberal. I believe I read that or saw that somewhere. Might be wrong. Could be wrong. But it's working. Isn't that amazing? Who would have thought that you'd be seeing something like this after the first year of this president being in the White House? And having to fight the radical liberal media, the Democratic Party, the Never Trumpers, and the Rhino Republicans. In spite of all that, he's getting the job done. This should cause you to never complain about anything in your life again. Never complain. Let me go back to the busy folks. They had a female president prior to this man in South Korea. It was a female. I believe she did something wrong, too. She was ripping off or doing something. I could be wrong. I want to go to Kofi, a first-time call out of Illinois. Kofi, thank you so much for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Jesse. How are you doing today?
All is well, sir. How are you?
I'm good, man. God bless you, man. I just like to, thank you, for all that you're doing in the community and, just for trying to open up, people's eyes.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, and so, my question is, what can we do, I know that, racism doesn't exist, it was perceived to believe that, people thought that, okay, blacks were blacks, whites were whites, but we're all one race, we're not black, black, white, white. And so what can we do, as a people, to, not just, for one community, but specifically for the black community, what can we do to, help them, because they have, this notion or perception that, you know, because of my skin color, that, you know, we have like this disability and they're outcast of society. But as you see, you know, this is America. You have so many resources. You have all this, you know, stuff that's going on, but like you're not taking advantage of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
The first thing to do is you have to become a living example of what they should become. And so you get to know yourself by watching what's happening within, and you drop all the anger, and then the light of God will shine through you, and they will see that. Some will see it, and some will change as a result of seeing it. Others will reject it. And those who reject it, you have to let them go and take the wide road that leads to destruction. There's nothing you can do about that. And then those who see it, they will wake up, and then they will become a living example. But it has to start with you being what you're saying, because it's not enough to just say it and not become a living example of it. And when you tell them the truth, forgive them. Don't overreact to their overreaction to you, because you will be able to realize they cannot help it. And so just tell the truth, be a living example, and I'm telling you, Kofi, God will do the work. It's going to be amazing.
Amen. And, you know, one thing, like, I had a conversation yesterday at my job with one of my trainers, and he was just telling me about, like, this Willie Lynch example.
Yes.
Of how, like, whites, you know, used to control blacks, you know, and, like, how, you know, they're using that mentality today. But I was saying that, like, at the end of the day, it's about right or wrong. It's not about black or white.
That's right.
And he was, like, saying, like, back then, like, how this one rap group used to make this song called F the Police. And he was, like, saying, oh, it's a form of art. It's some form of art. I'm like, I was telling him, no, it's not. Like, how can you say F the Police? And, like, saying it's a form of art. That's a form of hate.
That's right.
That's hate speech. You know, you're saying that when you're portraying that type of message, that's saying that you hate them, you want to kill them. You know, but he's like saying, oh, social justice. Well, how can you say F the Police is social justice? That's a form of hate.
That's right.
You know? And at the end of the day, it's a spiritual battle.
I want to tell you that the Willie Lynch letter was a made-up lie. There was no such thing as it wasn't real. It was a made-up thing. It never happened that way. So blacks have been lied to once again. And they used that so-called Willie Lynch letter in order to keep blacks angry and control them.
Exactly.
So I want you to know there was no letter from a real Willie Lynch. It was made up, all right? And then there were rappers, and I don't know if they're still doing it, singing about F the Police. They reminded me of Black Lives Matter. They have the same anger. They were very radical. They were very destructive. And
yeah, that's what they are.
Right. And so how old are you?
I'm 25.
Wow. I'm glad you see this at the age of 25, because you're saving yourself a lot of heartache, a lot of unnecessary trouble, a lot of unnecessary suffering. And by not hating your fellow man, becoming a living example, you will have an amazing life. And you will see what's going on inside of other people, and that will protect you from them.
Yeah, and you know, it's kind of funny because, you know, like my family, they're from West Africa, and they're from Ghana, West Africa, and they always told us that you always need to work hard, because back there, you know, a lot of people, like, were poor. It's kind of like a third world country.
Yes.
But at the same time, you don't see them, like, not doing anything depending on the government. You see people working and working.
Yes.
And, like, work to come over here to America to make a better life for themselves and for their families. And it's kind of like when they see, like, when a lot of black Americans see us, they seem kind of jealous or hateful because they see, like, okay, here are other blacks, you know, trying to make a life for themselves. And, like, they're kind of using that excuse, you know, to say that, okay, these Africans are making a life for themselves. And then they get angry at us. And so they're using their hatred to bring us down. You know, you see why a lot of other ethnicities don't like black Americans, because they're using that excuse of, like, this so-called white man bringing us down, or systemic racism, to not do anything.
You know, absolutely right, man. Blacks were, because they're in that fallen state, not all but most, they were jealous of white people when white people lived in, when they moved into the white people communities. Instead of learning from the whites, they were jealous and they ran the whites off. Asian came and they ran them off. The Italians came, they ran them off. And now the blacks and Mexicans are at war. They don't like foreigners. They don't like blacks who are from foreign countries, because they come here, they do very well. And instead of learning from them, they say, you think you're better than we are.
I heard that a lot. And they call me like African booty scratcher, Tarzan, all this, car baby.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Well, that's what happens when you're in a fallen state of anger. I have another friend who is a friend of ours and a friend of the show, KT. He's from Ghana, I believe. And he's doing very well, working hard, has a family. And you guys just have to endure that, because they are jealous of you, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Kofi, thank you for your call, man. I wish you well. Call me again.
All right. I will, man.
Okay, buddy.
All right.
Amazing. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse. It's really amazing.